This is not your father's Republican Party.
Biden smacks down GOP attacks on American-made clean energy.
Simply because the United States and the industrial world has been poisoning the atmosphere for the last 300 years, it doesn't mean that the rest of the world should be doing exactly that.
Trying to save the disappearing Maldives from global warming. The FDA says okay to BPA. Pesticides implicated in disappearance of the bees, plus...
You're right. It's a cool car, and it's smooth as glass. So people are interested in that kind of vehicle, check out the Chevy Volt.
Whoops. Fox News debunks itself.
Whoops, indeed. All of that and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Sure, these days everybody hates air pollution. But when I was a kid, we celebrated it as bonus clouds.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, we had been tracking through the month of March the record high temperatures in my old hometown of St. Louis, where it broke the record for 80-plus degree days. Since April has gotten here, 2 days in the 90s. This has been the year without a winter.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what summer brings, especially since there's likely to be drought and even more heat waves.
Oh, what fun. What do you have for us today?
Well, the Obama administration has come out swinging against Republicans' blame game over rising gas prices. On top of a new ad campaign slamming Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney as Big Oil's best friend forever, Vice President Joe Biden slammed the Republicans' attacks on America's clean energy industry on Sunday's Face the Nation.
We're pumping 650,000 barrels of oil a day, more than we did when we took office. There are more oil rigs and gas rigs running in the United States today than all the rest of the world combined. And these guys, what's their policy? Continue a $4 billion tax cut for the oil companies? And they're going out there and they're emasculating all the efforts to deal with renewable energy.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney repeated his previous attacks on fuel-efficient cars from America when he told a Wisconsin crowd on Monday that he thinks America isn't ready for the Chevy Volt. Mitt must not be listening to the Fox News Channel show Fox and Friends, which in a remarkable departure from their standard operating procedure, actually allowed guest Lee Speakerman to debunk the very myths and attacks Fox has been perpetrating for months about the Chevy Volt.
I love Fox News and I feel like I'm kind of attacking my own family here, but like a lot of my fellow conservatives, they seem to have kind of a fetish for demonizing the Volt, and they're perpetuating this myth that the Volt was some kind of Obama administration green energy fantasy forced on General Motors during the bailout. It had been in development 2 years before Obama was elected.
Lee, I'm glad you brought up that the myth that so many people think that Barack Obama, you know, came to office and shoved this down GM's throat.
Yeah, I wonder where Fox News viewers got that myth in the first place.
Indeed, and coincidentally, General Motors is again number one in sales in the world, and they announced yesterday that fuel-efficient vehicles are their fastest-growing segment, with over 40% of sales in March. The FDA has ruled on BPA. The Food and Drug Administration will not step in to regulate the plastics chemical additive known as bisphenol A, or BPA for short. BPA is ubiquitous in food packaging and is found in the blood of nearly all Americans. Recent health studies implicate BPA in a host of reproductive problems, but the FDA declined a petition by environmental groups to ban or regulate the substance. They say they will continue to study the issue.
So Obama's FDA has allowed this to happen.
Yes, they have. Bees are also getting the cold shoulder from federal regulators. Scientists are asking the Environmental Protection Agency to revisit its approval of a corn pesticide that's been implicated in three new studies as the major factor responsible for the alarming disappearance of bees across the U.S. and the EU.
And bees are important. Why?
Because they help us get our food.
Oh, there's that.
There are low carbon development strategies in renewable energies. The technology is there. I hope that people would start recognizing this and come to a more amicable understanding. Just don't be so silly.
That was the first ever democratically elected Maldives president, Mohamed Nasheed, on The Daily Show on Monday night. He was ousted from office in a coup in February, yet he is still campaigning relentlessly to save his homeland from rising sea levels caused by global warming. President Nasheed is still trying to convince people and governments to act in time to reduce emissions that cause cause global warming. It's in a new documentary called The Island President, which is opening this week across the country.
Right. Tell it to the people of the Maldives that there is no global warming as the seas rise and their island nation literally is disappearing into the waves. For more on that and the stories we did not get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Download us anytime via iTunes, listen to us on your mobile device via Stitcher Radio, and follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.